Begin the current daf Maseches Brachos daf Chaf Beis. We begin on the bottom of Chaf Aleph from a Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara continues from the previous daf, which was on this Amid, Chaf Aleph from a Beis, regarding the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda, regarding his sheet in the din of Balkeri, if someone had a 7-year-old Mishlin, is Mutter or Asr in Divrei Torah. And the Gemara made it sound like that he held that a Balkeri is Mutter in Divrei Torah. He doesn't hold that it's a problem for him to recite the words of Torah. But the Gemara now will bring from a Mishnah that would seem to indicate Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is forbidden for a Balkeri to say the words of Divrei Torah, and the Gemara will try to resolve that, how that works out with our Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah that discusses the halachas of the tefillah that Ezra was misakin for Balkeri to be Isaac in the words of Torah. That Ezra was only misakin for a Balkeri, for that type of tumah, but he was not misakin for other tumas to tevil and to immerse oneself before one learns the word of Torah. And the Braisa, or the Mishnah over here, says that if he has a different tumah with the keri, that he won't be able to, so to speak, get out of that tumah with this tefillah. For example, if someone is a zav, or if a woman is a nida, or has a tumah of a nida, a boil nida, that they have a tumah of tumah shiva, that you're tummy for 7 days, in spite of that, there's halacha that you would still have to tevil to immerse for the keri before one learns in Torah. So although the tefillah is not going to, so to speak, make him tahar legamri completely, because he's still going to have for another 7 days the tumah of zav, however, regarding his tumah's keri, he would still have to tevil for that before he goes ahead and learns. And now we begin the Mishnah. Tanan. Zav shiro keri. Regarding a zav, again, it's someone that has a different type of emission that makes him tummy for 7 days, that also sees a keri, a seminal emission that makes him tummy for that day. Similarly, benida shepileta shichva zera, a woman that's a nida that emits shichva zera, the seed of from the man, therefore gives her the halacha of a balkeri because she's emitting the semen. Hameshameshes v'ras adam, or a woman that had intercourse and saw dam, tzrichin tvila. All these situations, they require tvila for the keri before they go ahead and oisik and learn the words of Torah. However, Yehuda says that you're not required, is because he holds that since this tefillah is not going to make the person totally tahar, because they still have the zav and the nida and the dam, so therefore he says that you don't have to tevil for the keri. So now the Gemara works this out, that ad kan lo yipater Yehuda ela bezav shiro keri. Now, up until now, in this Mishnah, we only find Yehuda absolved the person from tevilling, immersing for the keri, only because the person also has zav, and therefore the person's not going to help the tefillah for the zav anyway, so what's the point of tevilling for the keri? Dimikara lav bar tefillahu. Because mitchila, even from the beginning, the person is not someone that's worthy of doing tefillah, because, again, like, it's not going to help. Of a balkeri great the mechayiv, but it would seem to indicate that if it was only a balkeri, and the person was not a zav, then Rabbi Yehuda would require the person to tevil in the mikveh, which seems that to counter-indicate what we mentioned in the previous Gemara, that a person that's a balkeri is mutter in the Torah according to Rabbi Yehuda, as it seems to from his halachas in our Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to answer, and if you're going to say that no, Rabbi Yehuda would say and agree that even the balkeri itself, without a tumah of zav or anything else with it, Rabbi Yehuda would also pater the person from the chiv of tefillah, and therefore the balkeri would be permitted in the retire, as we assumed in the Gemara before. And so why did we pick a case of a zav that also sees a keri that they pater? That's for the other. That's lahoydiyachah keichad rabbanan. That's to tell you the chiddush of the shita rabbanan, that even though that you're not going to totally be pure from your tummy because you still have zav, still the rabbanan require you to do tefillah. But Yehuda says no. I would even say to venture that even if you're balkeri itself, you don't need tefillah. It's just coming to tell you the chiddush of those that aser and require the tefillah, even if it's not going to totally purify the person. If that's the case, so Gemara says emes sefer. Let's see the sefer. We say hamashameshes v'ras adam tzricha tefillah. If the woman had intercourse and then she saw dam, so she needs to have tefillah. So the Gemara asks laman katani la. For who are we talking about this halacha when we mention this chiyuv? That who are we coming to tell you that this is what they argue about? Elim l'rabbanon. If we're coming to tell you the rabbanon, that to tell you that they hold even in that case you'll be chayiv to do a tefillah. Pshita, it's pashit, and that is hashta umaz zav shiro keri. If we said already in the first case that a zav that saw keri, that his tomei of Ziva came before the Tum of Keri, the Mekar lav bar tefilahu mechayv rabbanan, that even though initially he's not a bar tefilah for the Keri because the Keri is coming in a situation where he's already in a Tum of Zav, that the tefilah will not work for him because he's tummy for the next 7 days, and still the rabbanan say that although the carry came at a time when it's already in his lockdown for 7 days, still you have to tell before you learn Torah. So hamashamesh is v'ras adam. So if someone, regarding a woman that had intercourse, and then she saw dam, where that's the situation where the tum of keri came first, and that is she saw keri when she had tashmish, and therefore she was worthy of doing the tefillah then, so to speak, for the tum of keri, and then she saw dam afterwards, which was the dam of nida, and then in such a situation where she was about tefillah, isn't that a kolshken that definitely that the tumah of nida would not come, which is later, and so to speak, exclude from the tefillah that she was chayivin already from before regarding her carry that she had right away? In other words, if the mechayiv, even when the zav, when the other thing that's holding you down for the next 7 days came first, and still carry came second, still they're mechayiv you to go ahead and tevil for the carry, for sure when carry comes first, and that's the only thing that's definitely that you have a chayiv, why would they say this case of our shemeshes for us adam? So the Gemara says, "Allah Rabbi Yehuda, obviously that we're telling it to you for the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, to tell you his chiddush, that even where the carry came first, still the tum of nida that comes later will come and exclude the person from the tefillah, that since the tefillah is not going to purify the person, because the nida is there and it's going to keep her for the next 7 days, and therefore there's no point." So that, therefore, the Gemara develops this and says, "V'davke ketanila," and that's necessarily what we're coming to tell you, and then we continue on to the top of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, that Mishamesh is a V'ras Anida in a Tzricha Tefillah, that we're telling you that case, that when a woman is Mishameshes, and then she sees Nida, then she doesn't require Tefillah. Again, because the post, the later Tumah of Nida comes and excludes the person from going ahead and having a complete Tara for the carry, so therefore there's no point of it. However, that would seem to indicate that if the woman or the man is a Balkari without any other Tumah that's locking down, so to speak, for a longer period of time, and therefore the tefillah for the carry would help, that then Rabbi Yehuda would be mechayiv, because obviously that statement of Meshamesh is Ras Adam, which is that the carry came first and then the other Tumah came later, is definitely going according to Yehuda, not according to Rabbanah, because there would be no chiddush in that according to them, because they said even the bigger chiddush in the first case of Zav, that then the carry came later. So therefore only in that situation would Rabbi Yehuda say that then you're potter from the tefillah, because it's not going to help. But when it would help, if it's only carry, it would seem to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda would be mechayev tefillah. And therefore the question is, so why in our Mishnah does Rabbi Yehuda argue on the Tanakam and say that the Baal Keri does make the Birchas Krishma and the Brachas on the food beforehand, if he seems to indicate that a Baal Keri is Aser B'Divrei and that it does require tefillah when it's just carry on its own? So the Gemara says, you have to understand our Mishnah differently. Correct, he asers a Balkari from Divrei Torah. However, lo yitem mevarech el mahar, don't say in our Mishnah that when he says that you make the birchas of Kriya Shema, it means to actually enunciate, to pronounce, to make the bracha. Rather, it means to mahar, to think and to contemplate the brachas of Kriya Shema. But then the Gemara asks, so miyes le Rabbi Yehuda, here is it true that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this concept that you have to contemplate it and that a Balkari is forbidden to say the words of Torah in his mouth? But Tanya Berlin, the Braisa, Balkari she'ein l'mayim litvol. Regarding a Balkari that has no water to tovel it. So Kari Kriya Shema, so he says the words, Parashav Shema, Ve'ein mevarech lo lefanev lo lachareh, doesn't make the Birchas Kriya Shema before or after. Ve'eichel pitei umevarech lachareh, ve'ein mevarech lefanev. And he eats his bread, and he makes the Birchas Kriya Shema afterwards, but he doesn't make the bracha before he eats. Av mahar b'liboy, ve'ein meitze b'svasev d'rimei. But he does think about it. In other words, these things that were mechayev him to do, let's say the Birchas Hamazon afterwards and the Kriya Shema, he contemplates it, but he doesn't enunciate, he doesn't actually say the words. That's the opinion of Remeya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Kach Bein Kach, we see explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's his opinion on Mishnah, that either way you do say it out with your lips, and that is the Birchas Hamazon and the Birchas Kriya Shema, these are the things you actually do say. So therefore, it seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. On the one hand, we seem to prove from the Mishnah regarding a Hamashemeshes Nida, Hamashemeshes, and then she becomes a Nida, and the Zav that becomes a Balkari, that so to speak, when you have a different Tumah, then he says that the Balkari is not Chayiv, but when it's only a Balkari, then you would be Chayiv in Tefillah, because the Balkari is also in Divrei Torah. And then here we see he says that the Balkari could say the words of Torah. So what is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Asan Rabbi Yehuda, Kehilchas Derech Eretz. And that is, there are certain, correct, that although he holds that a Balkari is Asa B'Divrei Torah, as we just proved, however, he made certain Dvarim Shebekdusha, that a Balkari would be permitted to recite, which are like the halachas of Derech Eretz, as the Gemara is going to explain later, that the halachas of Derech Eretz are things that, since they're ruggle for a person to say, it doesn't have the severity of regular words of Divrei Torah, and therefore even the Baal Keri is allowed to say it, and therefore all these different things that Rabbi Yehuda permits one to say, to be mitzvah suasav, is because it's different than regular words of Divrei Torah. He gave it the same status as these halachas of Derech Eretz, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'idatim levenecha v'levenei venecha, you should make it known the words of Torah to your sons and your grandchildren. And it says afterwards, Yei ma'ashamat lefnei Hashem l'kecha b'chayim, that you should remember the day you stood in front of Hashem in Har Sinai. And the comparison is malahala, and just like over there, that we find by the parasha of the Maimon Har Sinai, that it's be'emu v'yiru v'yasas v'zeah, that it was with dread and with awe and with trembling, with fear. As the Pasuk says in Shema Yischof, Vayara Om, Vayenu, that they shook and they went from far. Avkan, so to hear also, when regarding learning Torah, has to be Be'em of a year, Bereses of Azeah. And Mekama Omer, from here they said that regarding all the Tumma, all the impurities, all these type of people that become Tumma are permitted in the words of Torah. Because they could also be Be'em of Bereses, they could be with fear and awe of Hashem. But a Balkeri only comes from certain levity, Kalas Roish, and a Zachas Adas, it comes from a person that's, so to speak, not with fear and awe. As we say that Hazavim v'mitzra mevolna nidays, that if someone is a Zav, or he has the Tum of Tzaras, or he's born a Nida, then mutarim likris b'toyu v'nevim u'chsuvim, they're permitted to recite from the parashas in the Chumash, and the Navi, and the Ksuvim, lishnois b'mishnu gemar, b'halachas v'hagodes, they call her Mishnayis, gemara, halachas, and agadatum. Aba balakerin asurim, but aba keri is forbidden, because he cannot be mekayim the pasuk of be'im of a year of reses v'zeim. And Rashi does say that although a boil nida will be tameh, that once he tevels for his carry, he's mut in the words of Torah. But although that the tefillah won't help to be mitar from the tumas of being boil nida, which is for 7 days, but for the tikkun of ezer will help, as it says in the Mishnah that a zav shirah carry v'nida, as we mentioned before, requires a tefillah and will help. So though you'll still be tameh for the rest of the 7 days, but it will help for the carry, and that is mandated, required for that element. However, the Gemara brings a mandama that argues Rabbi Yosi Aymar, Shoynehu Bergilias. It's different for the things that he's familiar with. And that is the Mishnayis that are on his lips always, that he says very quickly and he doesn't have to be lengthy in them. Those types of halachas are permitted to say, even if he's a Balkari. However, he qualifies above actually it's yes, a Mishnah. As long as he doesn't elaborate the Mishnayis and he doesn't say the explanations for them and then go through it, if it's just something that he says quickly, those things are permitted. And these are the same elements that we're talking about, that certain halachas of like Derech Eretz, we said, are different. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi that says, as long as you say it quickly, it doesn't go into the Isser of a Baal Keri reciting the words of Torah, which is not in category of Eima Yir and Reses and Zeya. Rabbi Yonis and Ben Yosef, he gives a different opinion. It says, Matsua hu es a Mishnah, you could elaborate on the Mishnayis. That's not also a problem. However, Eina Matsia es a Gemara. However, you cannot elaborate on the Gemara. However, Rashi's Girsa and the Bach, and for the rest of the Gemara, changed that Girsa to HaMedrash. He can't elaborate in the Medrash, and Rashi says, because in the Medrash, he constantly has to be mentioning the Psukim that he's making a Drasha on. So therefore, the Medrashim, that is forbidden to elaborate on. Rav Nosson Bar Avshalom, I remember, no, Af Matziah Es HaGemara. You can even elaborate on the Gemara, or as Rashi says, even the Medrash. But as long as you don't mention the different names of Hashem that are in the different Psukim that you're dashing, in that case, you're allowed to elaborate. And Rabbi Yechna Sandler, Talmidish Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, Eimer, Leikonis LeMedrash Kalikr. No, he says that a person should not elaborate, should not learn. He can go into the base of Medrash and be quiet, but he shouldn't, so to speak, get involved in the words of Torah. He should totally be quiet. And that is, again, this is the Machloik, is about how much Torah is considered the problem of the Baal Keri, that he doesn't have Eimer and Yira, Res and Zeyah. He doesn't have the awe and the fear of Torah as it was by Maimon HaSinai. So there's different machlekes about the madrega of what is considered the words of Torah. And that is either if you're saying it quickly or different things, but the point is that a Baal Keri is also in the Torah. But Amrilan, some say that the way Rabbi Yochanan Sanla said it was lo yikonis lebeis ha-medrash kolika, not that he shouldn't enter into the words of the medrash, and that he should just be quiet and listen. He shouldn't even go into the beis medrash at all. And that's how far he goes on the isra of a Baal Keri to be Isaac in the words of Torah, that even like Shemei Ka'ina is a problem. And the final opinion, which was the one we needed, Rabbi Huda Omer, Shoynehu Behilchas Derech Eretz. He's permitted to learn the halachas of Derech Eretz. Rashi brings down a few examples. For example, the Braisa, which talks about the way of Talmid HaChacham, how they should be knowing themselves, and the Perek of Ben Azai, that it gives there's four things that a person should contemplate about. Those things are halachos of derech eretz. Those things, even the Baal Keri is mutter to learn about. And that's what we mentioned, that certain things that we mentioned in our Mishnah, and that he says, you could say, even though he holds Baal Keri as us in the Torah, he gave it the halachos of derech eretz, and therefore there are exceptions to the halachos of the Isra of the Torah for Baal Keri. The Gemara brings a story regarding this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Wood himself, that Maiser Rabbi Yehuda Shura Keri, there was a story that Rabbi Yehuda himself saw Keri. He had a seminal mission, and he was going on the side of the river. So his students told him, okay, you can't learn Torah, obviously, but at least tell us a chapter in the halachas of Derech Eretz, because that's permitted. So he went down into the river, he immersed himself, and then he taught him the halacha of Derech Eretz. Didn't our Rebbe, didn't you teach us that an individual, even when he sees Keri, he could learn the halachas of Derech Eretz? So why'd you go ahead and table for us? He says, although that I'm lenient for others in this opinion that I say that they could go ahead and learn the words of halachas of Derech Eretz, although they're a Keri, for myself, I'm stringent. And a lot of times, certain Gedolim would do that, although in the Pesach, they were Mekel, but for themselves, they were Machmer. So we see from our Gemara that, unlike the Pash, the simple reading of our Mishnah, which was the assumption of the previous Gemara and Daf Chav Aleph, that it's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Baal Keri is mutter divrei Torah. He's actually forbidden the words of Torah. However, certain parts of Torah are permitted, like the halachas of Derech Eretz, and other things that Rabbi Yehuda gave the halachas, like Derech Eretz, as we find in our Mishnah, that a person could be made to be svasav, because they're similar to like the other opinion we brought down, that as long as it's something that you say quickly, you're not elaborating on, that requires amen and fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But other things that are very ruggle, that a person customarily says, that we find that even the Baal Keri was not included in the Isser of saying those things of Torah. Now the Gemara continues. Up until now, we took for granted, so to speak, this Takana of Ezra, which says that a person is forbidden to study the words of Torah unless the Baal Keri immerses himself first. Now we bring down other opinions that seem to argue on this whole fundamental principle of the Takana of Ezra. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir ha-yo-imer. In the return, mekablam tuma, the words of Torah don't accept tuma. And that is, there is no problem for him to go ahead and learn Torah, even if he's a Baal Keri, because the words of Torah don't accept tuma. And the Gemara brings a story that Maisib Tamar Echad Shri Megamgim Lamailam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. That this one who just said this opinion, there was a student once in front of him that was stammering, and that is because he was a Baal Keri, so he was afraid to say the words of Torah. Amalei b'nei psach picha v'yir derecha. So Ben Maseir told him, my son, open up your mouth and let your words shine forth. And that is, she'en divrei Torah mekabel tumah. The words of Torah don't accept tumah. There's no problem that you're Baal Keri, you could still learn Torah. Shneimer, as it says in the Pasuk, ha'lekoy devarai ka'esh no Hashem. Hashem says, so is my words as a fire, Hashem says. And that is, what's the comparison of the words of Hashem, the words of Torah to fire? That ma'esh in mekabel tumah, after return in mekabel tumah, just like fire cannot become tameh, so to the words of Torah are ruchnistic, it also cannot become tameh, and therefore there is no problem to learn Torah. So it seems that he totally disagrees with this principle of requiring tefillah for the words of Torah. Now the Gemara goes back to an opinion we mentioned before to explain it. Amamar, we said, Matzias HaMishnah, Ve'en Matzias HaGemara, that you could elaborate the Mishnah, even though you're Baal Keri. However, you cannot elaborate the Gemara, or the Medrash, as Rashi has the Girsa. So the Gemara says, Mesayel El Rebbe Leo, Da'am Rebbe Leo, Am Rebbe Acha Bar Yaakov, Meshum Rabbeinu. That Rebbe Leo says a similar halacha in the name of Rav. Halacha, Matzias HaMishnah, Ve'en Matzias HaGemara, the halacha is that one could elaborate the Mishnah, but you cannot elaborate the Gemara, or the Medrash, as the Girsa of Rashi is. So the Gemara wants to say that kitanoi, that it's a machlokes tanoi. Matzias haMishnah ve'ein matzias haGemara divrei Meir. Meir says, as we just mentioned, that you could elaborate the Mishnah, but you cannot elaborate the Gemara. However, Yehuda ben Gamliel loimer Meshumer b'Chanina ben Gamliel. Zevazah also know that even elaborating Mishnah is also forbidden. V'Amrilan, some say that his nosach was Zevazah Mutter. Know that both of them, that even Gemara or Medrash, is also permitted. So the Gemara explains what would be the understanding of these two versions of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel. Mandam azevazah asa, the version that says that he said that both are forbidden, even Mishnayis, that's Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that he said before that you shouldn't enter in the Medrash at all, lo yukonis la Medrash klal, and therefore you shouldn't say, and you shouldn't elaborate even on Mishnayis. However, the other version that says that no, both are mutter, even the words of Medrash, is like Yehud ben Maseir, as we just mentioned, that he says that the words of Torah are not makabel tama, and therefore it's permitted to elaborate both on Mishnayis and both on Gemara and Medrash. So the Gemara now says lahalacha. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Nog Alma Kahani Tlasavi, the Velt, the world of Jewry, is Noig, their custom is like these three elders, which is all these three were leniencies. And that is Kribalio Bereisha Gez, like Kribalio regarding the first shearing of the sheep, Kribyoshi Beklayim, like Kribyoshi regarding the halachas of Klayim, and Kribalio Ben Seir, but they retire. And the Gemara explains all three. Kribalio Bereisha Gez, regarding the first shearings, the Tanya learned the Braisa. Although it's a machlekes, Rebbeleo says that the first shearing of the sheep is only applies to the sheep that are in Eretz Yisrael, and that leniency, the veld, so to speak, adopted. The second leniency was it says in the pasuk, you should not sow your vineyard, climb, you shouldn't have different types of fruits planted in the same area as the grapes in the vineyard. He says that you're not chayv on the Isra of Klaim until you sow wheat, barley, and grape seed in one thrust. And that is that it has to be kloim of zroim of seeds together with the kloim of kerem, which of a vineyard, together. Only then will one be over the Isra of Klaim. But each one individually having, let's say, grape seed with just wheat, that will not be considered kloim. And the third kula was the one that we mentioned. Yehud ben Maseir, but divritayr the Tanya. Yehud ben Maseir, aimer in divritayr makabel tuma, that the words of Torah not makabel tuma, that is the velt is mekel, that one does not have to be tayvel tefilas Ezra before one goes ahead to learn the words of Torah, although he has a tumas carry. So the Gemara comments that kias ziri amar batlul letivlusa, that when ziri came, he said that they were mevatel the immersion. And that is, like we said, the halacha that of Baal Keri, that the requirement of Baal Keri to tayvel, this was the mevatel developed, so to speak, was noig, like Yehud ben Maseir, that you don't have to tayvel. Va'amri lo butlu l'netulusa. Some say that Ze'eri said something else, that the mevatel, the washing. And the Gemara explains, ma'adam butlu l'tfilusa k'yehud ben Maseir. The one that says that Ze'eri said the following statement, that they annulled, they got rid of, so to speak, the tefila, that was in reference to the halacha of Yehud ben Maseir, that Torah is not makabel tuma. And the ones that say that he said that they were mevatel, the netila, the washing, is kihad Rav Chizda. It's like the halacha of Rav Chizda that he would, so to speak, curse someone that would go after water in the time of davening, that for davening, a person is not required to go ahead after to wash his hands with water, because you could wipe your hand and on a piece of wood, or call me the demanki, even on rocks, and therefore they were mevatel, so to speak, netila, that you don't have to go after washing your hands when you could just wipe yourself. You can wipe your hands on anything that cleans it. So now the Gemara says that we had a machloikis if we, so to speak, are required to do Tfilas Ezra for the takana that he made for Baal Keri to go out and learn Torah. Now the Gemara is going to explore that even those that are machayev, that they obligate an individual to do Tfilas Ezra, that a Baal Keri can't learn Torah until he, so to speak, tayvels himself, it's possible that you don't require a regular full-fledged tefillah, and that there's somewhere in between that's enough, so to speak, to take off the tumas carry before one goes ahead to learn Torah. Tan Rabban, Baal Keri shenosnu lav tisha kavin mayim tar. A Baal Keri that they put on him at 9 kav of water, which approximately it's between 3.4 to 5.7 gallons of water. So he took a shower, so to speak, then he's tar. That's enough. It does not need a full-fledged tefillah. So the Gemara brings that Nochem ish gamzu loch shel Reb Kiva. Nochem ish gamzu, who's a Rebbe, Reb Kiva, whispered this to his Talmud. Reb Kiva loch shel Ben Azai. Reb Kiva whispered it to his student Ben Azai. However, Ben Azai yotze v'shonu Talmidim b'shuk. Ben Azai went out and he went and taught it to his Talmidim out in the street, into the public. Up until now, it was something of a secret that it's enough in that type of way, and they didn't want others to know about it. Ben Azai went out and he spread the word. So the Gemara says, "Pligiba tria marav b'marava." Reb Yisbar Oven, Reb Yisbar Zvid, there was a machlokes between two Amorim and Eretz Yisrael. Chaton is Shana, v'chaton is Lachsha. One learned that Ben Azai went out, as we just mentioned, he went out and taught it to the masses. And one says that, no, he whispered it. And the Gemara explains the two shitas. Man detan is Shana, misham bitl tayra, or misham bitl per v'yivya. The one that says that he taught it to the masses, that everyone should know about this halacha, that about carry it's enough just to, so to speak, take some water and pour over your head. Because of bittul Torah, that might happen. Because a person is going to have to go through the different tircha, the difficulties of getting to a mikveh, and therefore all that time that's being spent, so to speak, wasted on getting to the mikveh is going to be mevatel the words of Torah. And also it's going to be mevatel privy ivri, and that the fact is that people are going to stay away from marital relations because of the, once we have that, so we're going to have to tivel, and it's going to be so much effort. So because of that, people are going to be mevatel and privy ivri of procreation. So because of these two considerations, he went out and he spread the word, says, don't worry, you don't have to go to the mikveh. It's enough to, so to speak, take a shower. And according to one that says that he whispered it, he didn't want people to know that it's enough. It's such an easy way to go ahead and half carry and still take care of it by pouring just a little bit of water over your head. He didn't want that the Talmid HaChacham, the scholars, should go ahead and be found by their wives like roosters. In other words, that they shouldn't be constantly having relations, and that'll, so to speak, be taken away from their seriousness of their studies. And because they'll say, oh, it's so easy, we could have relations and just take a shower, it'll be done. But if they know that it's something as severe of going ahead and finding a mikveh and being tivelous, so they won't be so to speak, always having tashmish. And therefore, he felt that was necessary that the Talmid Chacham keep the seriousness of Torah and Ruchnius on their mind. So the Gemara comments, Amr b'yanei shemati yishem mekilim ba, v'shemati yishem achmirim ba. I heard that those that are mekel, in other words, that they go in the merchatz, in the bathhouse, or they put just 9 kav of water on top of the head. And I heard that those that are machmir, that they go ahead in 40 saw of water, and they go and they find a mikveh to tivel. Those that do either one. However, he says, and whoever is machmir, whoever is stringent on himself, and he goes ahead to tivel in the mikveh for Tvilas Ezra, that they will lengthen his days and his years. What is the purpose for those that tovel in the morning? In other words, those that are balkari and they go to the mikveh before davening. What's the purpose? It's like more ass. Mativen, what's the purpose? He himself is the one. He's the man that says that balkari is forbidden in the words of Torah. So of course they're going ahead toveling in the mikveh. What's the question? So the Gemara explains, this is what he was saying. Mativen barbom saw. What's the purpose that they're going ahead and toveling in the mikveh? You could just, so to speak, take some water, take a quick shower, and pour it over your head. What's the purpose of immersing when you could just pour it on your head? And that's the same idea, that you could just pour 9 kavan of water on your head. And although the Gemara later only says it that this heter is regarding a chayla, that someone that's sick, stam tamachachem, a regular tamachachem, is considered sick, as the Gemara in Masechtas Nedarim says, because they, so to speak, they all the toil and effort they put into the words of Torah, they're not as a regular healthy individual. So therefore, he used to tell people, what's the purpose? Why are you going to the mikveh when you can take a shower? There was a great fence that they went and they made boundaries for the person that they required a person to go into 40 saw to go into the mikveh. And that's why people go ahead and they go into the mikveh in the morning. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Maisa be'echa chetove ishal dvar avera. There was a story that a man propositioned a woman for an immoral act. Amr loy, reka, yesh lecha bar misah shat tovel ben? So she said, you empty one. Do you have 40 sod? In other words, do you have a mikveh to tovel and immerse yourself after we go ahead and do this maises nus? Miyad, pirish, right away, he refrained. And that is, we find that this was the element of, so to speak, that the tefillah of Ezra showing the severity of this tumah, that it stopped the person from even doing a maisa of a dvar aver. Amal Rav Huna l'Rabbanan Rabbeisai. Mivnei ma'atim mezalzim tefillah zu. So a similar type of illustration. Rav Huna asked the Rabbanan, he says, why are you disparaging this tefillah? In other words, why are you know Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that you don't go ahead and you don't do tefillahs as a, you go ahead, you have tashmish, and you continue learning. If it's because it's too cold, the mikveh, so you can go into a hot bath. What's the problem? You can take a hot shower. Rav Chizda told him, is there tefillah in the bath with hot water? In other words, you need an actual mikveh. What is it going to help? The mikveh is very cold. So Rav Adbar Hava Koy Kavasach says, you're right. Rav Adbar Hava, he holds like you that you need to have a tefillah in a mikveh like other tefillahs. But he was trying to tell them that it should be enough in the merchatz, in the bathhouse, and that you don't need to actually have a tefillah in a real full-fledged mikveh. So the Gemara brings a story. He was sitting in a tub of water in the bathhouse. So he told his attendant, says, bring me 9 kavan of water so that I can cast it on myself. Why do you need this? Why do you need 9 kavan of water? You're sitting in the water. What's the purpose? So he says, no, it's just like the 40 saw of the mikvah. That is, just like when if it would be regarding the mikvah of 40 saw, it has to be that you're immersing and not pouring the water on of 40 saw. Af tishakavin bin nesin loy b'tefila. So too here it's in reverse. The 9 kavan of water has to be placed and not that you immerse yourself in the 9 kavan. It has to be a shower and not a bath. A bath doesn't have either one. It doesn't have the nesina and it doesn't have the mikvah. So it's either a shower for those that are mekel or it's a mikvah for those that are machmer for the 40 saw. The Gemara continues on this theme and says, Rav Nachman, tikin chatzva bas tishakavin. Rav Nachman, he was mesakin, he set aside a vessel of 9 kavan. And that is for the his Talmidim that when they come in the morning, they should pour the 9 kavan on their head before they go ahead and read from the Torah. And that is because of the halach of the Baal Keri, that at least he should have the Tisha Kavan. Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said that Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Yehuda, Glustra, Amru, that these two Talmidim Chum, they said, Loishanu el chayl l'ansoy. They didn't say this, that it's enough just to put, to do an asina of 9 kavan on the head, only by someone that's sick, that saw Keri involuntarily. But of her chayla that caused it, in other words, that he was mamshach, he brought the carry on himself, that let's say he had relations, so he knew the tumah of carry was coming, then Abraham said, then you need to have 40 saw. So although we see that there are those that are mekel, and we find Rav Nachman had for his talmidim the 9 kavan of water as enough for the baal carry, however, Rav Dimi said from Rabbi Yukiva and Rabbi Yudigal story that that's only for someone that's sick, and Talmid Chacham are included in the category of sick, but it's only if it's involuntary. He saw carry out of against his will. It just happened. Versus if he brought on himself that he had Tashmish, then it's not enough to have just 9 kav, and then it has to be 40 saw of water. You have to go tevel in the mikvah. So Amar Rav Yosef, it for chatz v'derei Nachman. So the so to speak, the vessel of Rav Yosef was broken. And that is because now we don't need it anymore, because it's not so common that carry lo'insay that involuntarily comes. Most of the times, the tumah of carry comes when one has tashmish, has relations, and therefore it's not enough to have this pitcher anymore, because most of the time everyone's going to be going to the mikvah, so the pitcher is broken. However, the Gemara brings a different version of this story. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he said that Ba'usha hava uvdin, Usha, there was this incident. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. Bekila de Rav Oishi, it was in the anteroom of Rav Oishi, which was when one comes into the house, it's the room in front of the main area. Asu v'shol Rav Asi, they asked Rav Asi this question about the heter, the leniency of using 9 kavan of water. Amalahu leishanu el chayla hamagal, that we only said this for a chayla, that a sick person that brought it on himself. Avol chayla l'antzay potem miklum, but for a chayla, for someone that's sick, that against involuntarily he saw carry, he's potter, he doesn't have to have anything, he doesn't have to have 40 sub. The mikvah doesn't have to have 9 kavan. So I'm Rav Yosef, it's tamid chatz v'derei Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef says now the vessel of Rav Nachman was, so to speak, congealed. It's together again, it's whole again. And that is that the pieces that were broken came back, because we find that we do need it, because according to this version that we find from a different Talmud Chacham, that he said that no, a regular tashmish of a chayla, all he needs is 9 kavan. If it was involuntarily, you don't need anything. So therefore, when the Talmid Chacham would come to yeshiva, it would make sense to use this pitcher, because although they had tashmish, it would be enough with the pitcher of the 9 kavan. So now the Gemara says, after everything said, mechti, kula amiroi v'tanoi b'te'ezik amifli. This whole Gemara, the whole daf, all the amirom and tanoim, they're arguing about this takana of Ezra. Do you need to have a tefillah for the words of Torah? If you do you need to have 40 saw, or is it enough with 9 kav? Is it depending if the person's a chayla? Did he bring it on himself, or did it happen involuntarily? So the question the Gemara asks is, v'nechzi Ezra hechen tikin. Let's see how Ezra was masakin. Why are we asking all these questions? It's not something that we don't know about. He was masakin. Let's see what he was masakin. So Tosfos says, in many places, by other takanas, the Gemara doesn't ask this question, let's see. They have machlekes. Why can't they just ask what actually happens? Today says here it's different because it's something that's ruggle every single day that people do. So therefore, we should remember what actually happened. If every single day you need to have, after Tashmish, to learn Torah, you need to have a tefillah and has to be 40 saw or not, we would know that. So therefore, why are we having all this machlekes, and let's just see what happened? So the Gemara answers, Omar Baya, We know what Ezra's misakin, but he wasn't misakin on everything. And that is, I'm by Ezra Tikin Labari Hamargal Memso. What was Ezra misakin on? It was for a healthy individual that brought on himself this tum of carrier, so to speak, by having tashmish, that he's required to have a tefillah in 40 saw. And he was misakin. Ubari la unse teskav. And he said that a healthy individual that involuntarily he saw carry because he ate too much or he jumped, whatever it is, he requires only 9 kav of water. Now the Amiram come and they're arguing, this was the machlekes of Dima and Ravin, regarding someone that's sick, regarding a chayla, which Ezra didn't talk about. And that is Marsav or chayla hamargal kabari hamargal. One of them held that someone that's sick, that brought on himself to carry, is the same as a healthy person that brought on himself to carry, and therefore you would require 40 saw. V'chayla la'ansay kabar la'ansay, and someone that's not well, that he saw the carry involuntarily, would be the same as a healthy individual. There's no difference between healthy or non-healthy, and therefore it would require only 9 kav. Umar Sava, but the other mandamer held that chayla hamargal kabari la'ansay. Someone that's sick is, so to speak, more lenient than someone that's healthy. So therefore, although he brought on himself, he would have the same halacha as a healthy individual who saw the carry involuntarily. And therefore, it would only require 9 kav, as the picture of Rav Yosef in his yeshiva. However, that a chayla, that he saw it involuntarily, so he has, so to speak, two things working in his favor. He's not well and was involuntarily. That type of individual is putter from anything. He doesn't need to have 40 sa, doesn't even need to take a shower of teskav. And therefore, that's where the machlokes came regarding the area where Ezra was not misak. And the question is, what type of din does a chayla have? So the Gemara comments further. Amar Rav, Nihida Tikin Ezra Tfilah. So I understand that Ezra was misak in tefillah of 40 sa. However, in the scene of Mitikin, did he actually, was he misakin regarding placing the 9 kavan of water, as we said, regarding a bari, a healthy person that saw the carry involuntarily? V'hamamar, but we said, Ezra Tikin Tefillah Labali Carry, and we say the terminology that's used is that Ezra was misakin Tefillah, immersion, for a Bal Carry. We don't find anywhere that is misakin in the scene. Elama Rava, Ezra Tikin Tefillah Lavari Hamargal Memsa. He says, no, the only thing we find from Ezra was he was Misakin Tefillah, immersion for a healthy individual that brought on the carry on his own through Tashmish, that requires 40 sa. V'as Rabbanan v'hiskinu labari la'anti teskaven. And then later, the Rabbanan, they were Misakin, that for a healthy individual involuntarily, that he requires teskaven. And then we had the later machlekes of Amiram regarding what's the halach of chayla. As we mentioned before, Marsa v'chayla hamargal, kabar hamargal, v'chayla lansay, kabar lansay. Or Marsa v'labar hamargal memsa, then no, the healthy individual that it brings it on is 40 sa. V'chayla hamargal, kabar lansay, tes kavan. And that the chayla that brought it on is a lower level, is like the bari lansay, tes kavan. Aval chayla lansay put maklum, but if a chayla, and it's also involuntarily, that is totally potter, doesn't need even in a shower. Now the Gemara says, la halacha amar rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Bari Hamargal, V'choyla Hamargal, Arbomsa. Regarding someone that brought on the Tuma on himself, it doesn't make a difference if he's healthy or not healthy, he requires Tfila in 40 sa of a mikveh. Ubari la Einzai Tisha Kavan. And however, a healthy individual that had it involuntarily, as we mentioned before, requires 9 kavan. Abul Chayla Einzai put Maklumi passings like that, Mandahama, that a Chayla, that's also involuntarily, he's totally putter from all of it. And regarding this machlekes namiram, Rav is paskening that we in regards to the machlekes in the shita of Rabbanan that hold that you are chayiv to have tvilas Ezra. On that, Rav was saying that if you hold like Rabbanan, what would the halacha be? It would require the following different gedarim that he gave between the bari and the chayla, and if it was la'inus. However, Rashi says la halacha now our minig is like Rehuda ben Beseira, as Rav Nachman said. That Rav, and in the previous Gemara, and since Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is Baster, he's the latest, so therefore we pass on like him, and therefore we don't require any tefillah, no tefillah Ezra, divrei Torah, not makabel tumah, and therefore a person would not require anything after he has tumah of carry, whether la'ansai or he brought it on himself, or he's a bari or a chayla. Either way, he would not require tefillah before he's oisik in the words of Torah. Now the Gemara continues with other gedarim and different specific halachas relating to those that are mechayiv tefila, the tefila of Ezra for Balkari before he is oisik in the words of Torah. Tanya Rabban, Balkari shenasnu lav tes kavin mayim tar. Balkari that puts in himself 9 kavan of water is tar. However, the Gemara says, this is what the Brayis is saying, that's only for himself. In other words, if he himself wants to be oisik in the words of Torah, so therefore then it's enough with 9 kavan. But if he wants to teach the words of Torah to others, he's a malamed, then he needs to tell them 40 sa. So it depends. If he's learning for himself, it's 9 kavan. If he's teaching others, it requires 40 sa. Rabbi Huda argues and he says, no, you need 40 saw in all situations. And the Gemara is going to explain later what does he mean. So now the Gemara brings out machlokes how to interpret this braisa that we just quoted. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chanina, two different groups. Chad mehai zuga v'chad mehai zuga reisha. We have one from one pair and one from the other pair that explain on the reisha. They have machlokes regarding the reisha, how to understand the words of the Tanakhama. That is Chadamar Hadamrid. One of them says that this that we said, the Tanakhama said, that when is it enough for Tes Kavan that you can learn the words of Torah? That's only when you're learning for yourself. But if you're coming to teach others, it requires 40 sa. We only learned this for a chayla, for someone that's not well, but brought to carry on to himself. However, Avala chayla lo ansay Tes Kavan. But however, if it's someone that's not well and the carry came involuntarily, then even if he's teaching Torah for others, it would still be enough with Tes Kavan. But the other one says that no, anything that's for others, even if he's a chayla and it was involuntarily, so it's not enough until this 40 sa. Now, and then we have one from one pair and one from the other pair that they argue in the Sefer how to interpret the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And that is Chad Amar Hodam Rabbi Yehuda Mem Sa Mikam Makom. One of them says that when Rabbi Yehuda said that 40 sa in all situations, Leishanu Ela Bekarka, Abba Bekelem Lo, he was only referring to when it was regarding when it's in the earth, but not in Kelem. In other words, don't say that when Rabbi Yehuda says Mikam Makom in all situations, there's 40 sa, that it was coming to validate and kasher Tvila in a Kli, in something that's not part of the earth, because the only thing that's kasher is 40 sa in the earth. And the Gemara is going to ask later, if so, what is this mikal makim? What does it mean, even so? In other words, in all situations, if it's not including kalim, what is it including? However, this mandama says that he was only talking about karka. That's the only time you could toivel in 40 sub, but not in kalim, not in vessels. The other one says, no, when he says mikal makim in all situations, it's 40 sub. It's even in kalim, even if it's, let's say, a big tub, it's enough with 40 sub. So the Gemara now asks, Bishlam mandama filib kalim. If it's like the one that explains that it's valid even in 40 saw in a keli, in a vessel, so I understand what Rabbi Yehuda means to include when he says mikal makom in all situations. But according to one that says that it's only valid in the earth, but not valid in a vessel, so what is the words mikal makom that in any situation, what's that coming to include? So the Gemara says that's coming to say something else. It's coming to include even drawn water, that as long as it's in the earth, it's going to be enough with 40 sub, but that mandama says that he's not validating it if it's in a kli, in a vessel, that would not be kasher. So that's machlekes, what does it mean when he says mikal makom doesn't mean to kasher even in a kli, or is it coming to kasher even mayim shu'uvim, even drawn water, which usually a mikvah requires that it cannot be mayim shu'uvim, it can't be drawn. So the Gemara brings a story. Rav Papa Rav Huna Beredi Rav Yeshua V'Rava Bar Shmuel, they were, so to speak, wrapping bread together. In other words, they were eating a meal. Amar Rav Papa, Havu Lili Didi Livrich, Dinafali Livoi Tes Kavan. He says, let me be the one to make the brachas because I washed myself with 9 kavan. I'm, so to speak, I'm more pure. I, so to speak, was toivel for my carry. So Amar Lahu Rav Bar Shmuel, so one of the other ones told him, Tanina, but we learned, Bamed Vamur, when did we say the 9 kavan is enough for the carry? That's La'asma, that's for him to say Dvaram Shagdusha for himself. Avalacherim, but for others, then you need to have Mem So, then you need to have 40 So. And here also, since you're coming to be Moitzi, us, with your brachas, it's like La'acherim, it's like for others, and therefore, it's not enough with the 9 kavan. You need to have 40 So. Ela, Havuli Lididi Livrich. So he says, rather, give the brachas to me, Dinafi Lilavai, Abram So, that I immersed myself. And Rashi says, "Lav davka that a lashon of nafal that it fell on me. Rather, it means to say that I toiveled, I immersed myself in 40 sa. So I should be the one to make the brachas because I purified myself in 40 sa. So the third one bested them. Amal hu ravuna havali lididi livrich teleki levai lo havelahai. He says, let me make the brachas for everyone because I don't need either one of them because I didn't see Kari in the first place. I don't have not the 9 kavan. I don't have not the 40 saw because I never became tum in the first place. So let me make the brachas for everyone here by the meal. So the Gemara brings a different halacha that Rav Chama tovel b'mali yoyim ed pischa lohitzi rabmi dechavasin. That Rav Chama would tovel himself. He would go ahead and he'd make the brachas for everyone on Erev Pesach to be moitzi them. He would teach the others the halachas, and therefore he would tovel himself in the 40 saw because of teaching others. But the rest of the days of the year he wouldn't tovel. Rather, he would only put on 9 kavan. But the Gemara says, "Well, lesichas like say, the halacha is not like him, and that is that just like for himself it'd be enough to put on himself 9 kavan, so too for others it's also enough with putting on 9 kavan." Or Rashi says another pshat why that halacha is not like him is because, as Rashi mentioned before, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, as Rav Nachman mentioned on the previous Amid, and since he's the latest, we paskin like him, which is that we don't have to make a tefillah at all, even for ourselves or for others or in any situation, even if it's coming to teach Torah to the Rab. Tosis does mention that although we say that the halacha is like Rabbi ben Maseira, that the words of Torah are not makabel tumah, some want to say that that's dafka for Torah. But for tefillah, but for davening, you would require tefillah. However, the Ri explains that no, there is no difference, and either one would not require tefillah. And however, Tosfos says, as a side, that some of the tables on Erev Yom Kippur, which most of Klal Yisrael has the minhag to do that, he should not make a bracha, and whoever makes a bracha on that tefillah is considered a bracha levatal. So now we continue on to the next Mishnah, which continues on this theme of the halachas regarding a Baal Keri, regarding him saying certain Dvarim Shebekdusha and those words of Dvarim Shebekdusha that he cannot say. The Mishnah begins. Someone's in the middle of davening Shemayin Eser, and he remembered that he's a Baal Keri, that he had a seminal mission. So what should he do? He's not allowed to say Shemayin Eser. So halacha is lo yafzik el yikatzei. He should not stop in the middle, totally just abruptly stop his Shemayin Eser. Right? Rather, he should make it a bridge to every single bracha. He should say as small as possible. He should say every bracha, but they should all be abridged. Yared litvul. So let's say he went down to Tevel because he had the carry. He's going to immerse himself in the mikvah. So the halacha is im yochel lalois uliskasas velikris. If he could already get up out of the mikvah, cover himself, and say the Krishma until it's not Netzachama, until before sunrise, and the Gemara is going to explain, it seems that the Zman of Krishma has to be before Netz, then then he should go up and cover himself and say the Krishma, because he can go and say in the proper way. Vimlav, and if not, he won't be able to get out in time to make the Zman of Krishma, so then he should cover himself, so to speak, with the water that have just his neck sticking out, and they could say Krishma. However, he should not cover himself, not in the foul waters, or in the waters that the flax is soaked in that water, because these things are improper to say Dvarim Shebekdusha in them, because they're smelly. Until you put in them water, and that is, the Gemara in Daf Chafei explains that how much water you're supposed to put in. However, the Gemara will ultimately say that Chesuri Mechzer, that word's missing in our Mishnah. And that the way it should be saying in our Mishnah is that Le'ikari Eitzel Miraglayim, that a person should not say Dvarim Shebekdusha near urine, Achayit no Techamayim, until you put in water into the Miraglayim. And Vekame Yarchik Mehenu Minatzai, and how far should a person have to be from the urine and from excrement, that you can't say Dvarim Shebekdusha in their presence. Dalet Amos, you have to be at least 7 feet away from the Miraglayim, from the Tzaya, to be able to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. So the Gemara explains our Mishnah. Tana Rabban, Hayomid b'tfilah v'niska shul Baal Keri. Lo yafsik elikatzei, as we said, that if you realize in the middle of davening that you're Baal Keri, you shouldn't stop, rather you should make it a bridge. However, Hayikari b'tayra v'niska shul Baal Keri. Let's say you're in the middle of reciting the Pesukim in the Torah and you remember that you're Baal Keri. You don't suddenly just stop and go away in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Rather, you slur the words, and that's how you say it. You say it very quickly. Rameir says that a Baal Keri is not permitted to say in the Torah more than 3 Pesukim, and that is, for example, in the Shul, where you can't say less than 3 Pesukim, as the Mishnah Megillah says, that a Keri B'Torah Le'ivchiz Megim Pesukim, whoever is reading from the Torah, can't say less than 3 Pesukim. So therefore, Baal Keri has to say 3, but he can't say more than that. Similarly, the Gemara brings Tani Yidach. Hayomid b'tfilah v'ra'a tzoy k'negda, as the Mishnah said, if you're middle davening Shemayin Esrei, and you see excrement in front of you, so what do? You're not allowed to daven with it in front of you. So mahalach lefonav ad sheizrkenu la'achayiv dalet amos. So you move forwards until it's behind you at least four amas, 7 feet behind you. However, the Gemara asked about Tanya Litzdadin, but we learned somewhere else that it's enough that it's if it's on your side and that you don't have to go until it's behind you. So the Gemara answers, Loi kasha, hode efsha, hode lo efsha. That where it's possible that you can go forward and that'll be behind you, then you definitely should. Where it's not possible, for example, if you have a river in front of you, you can't go anymore, so then it's enough if it's going to be on your side as long as you're 7 feet away. The Gemara continues on this halacha. What do you do if you're davening and you find that there's excrement right where you're davening? So what happens? You davened and it was improperly because you were davening in the area of something that was not supposed to be davened near it. So Amar Rabba, Af pi shechata tefilas tefilah. So although you sinned because you davened in a makam of tinuf of something that was disgusting, but your tefilah is a tefilah. The Gemara asks, Maskev le Rava v'azevich Hashem te'eva. We say in the pasuk that the offering of the wicked is an abomination, and Tosis says that although we see from our Gemara that it's something that's improper and it shouldn't even be accepted even after if it's done, but he brings from the Ri that that's dafka in a place where you should have thought about it, and it should have been a place that you could have thought that there's tzayah, but in a place where it's something that you wouldn't think there should have been, and there ends up being. Taisa says that that's not included in Zevach or Shom to Eva. However, but from the Gemara is asking that how can you say your tefillah is a tefillah, that you should have suspected it, and therefore it shouldn't be a tefillah even after the fact. So the Gemara changes, Elam Arava, Hoyil V'chata, that Afa Pishas Bal tefillah is a tefillah. Tefillah is a tefillah. That since he sinned, that although he davened, his tefillah is an abomination, and therefore Taisa says it's a Me'ubas L'Yachaliskin, and therefore it's not a tefillah, it's not counted at all. However, he brings from the Ri that the Ri says that you should go back and daven again. Because it wasn't a tefillah at all when one davens in the makom of tzayah, and therefore a person has to be careful, definitely when there's children around. It's something that a person has to be aware of.